Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for every morning. Marasi Sheyichu. This was Moshe Rishonai, so Moshe Mordechai. And it's based in the Torah, Mor Barabi, Kona Godel. Av Manzatzal. Dabra Nabaznam, Vishlush Meir Sreo, Vishamais Rusa Klekhetsev Uchle Zav. So Rashi brings in the Gemara in Barachas that explains this pasuk that says, please ask that the Jews should go to the Mitzrim and take a man from his friend, a woman from her friend, Klei Kesef and Klei Zav. So the Gemara says, Rashi brings that Naz Lashon Bakasha, please ask them, exhort them. So that Tzadik Avram shouldn't say that the God was Mekayim Vavadim Vinu Osam, that they were afflicted, they were enslaved and afflicted, but he wasn't Mekayim. Hashem didn't fulfill the fact that the Pasuk says they're going to go out with great bounty, with Rechush Gadol. So the Mefarshim already asked, Parshas Drachim Drash Hei, Kol Aliyo, Iyun Yagav Eitzia, Yosef, many, many Mefarshim. Why do we have to worry about the Oysid Tzadik, what that Tzadik would say Avraham Avinu? Kadosh Baruch Hu has to fulfill the promise Mitzad Atzma, because he promised. It doesn't matter what worrying about what Avram's going to say. You have to fulfill a promise because he promised. That's a good enough reason that they have to fulfill a promise. And also, why does it say Oso Tzadik, just say Avram. Why does it have to say Oso Tzadik? And also, why does it say that Vavadu Bini Osam Kiyem Behem? Achrechen Yetzir B'chush Kaldo Lo Kiyem Behem. Just say that you were Mekayim Achrechen Yetzir B'chush Kaldo. Why is it telling the Vavadu Bini Osam? Why does it depend on the fact that they were afflicted? Just say, you didn't fulfill the promise of going out with great bounty. No, it says you fulfilled the X, but you didn't fulfill Y. Just say you didn't fulfill Y. You didn't fulfill Bachar Chen Yetzir B'chush Gadol. So there's a lot about this in many, many Sfarim. So the Mahalach would be as follows. One Mahalach, Parshas Lech Lecha, Bereshis 15:13-14. Says, Avraham Avinu was told, you should know that your seed is going to be a stranger and the land's not theirs. They're going to be afflicted for 400 years. They're going to be enslaved and afflicted for 400 years. And also, the nation that they serve, that enslaves them, is going to be judged. I'm going to judge. And afterwards, they're going to go out Baruch Hu Gadol. So we have to understand. That implies that only because of Avadim Vino Osam, what's Mechayiv, the same thing that necessitates the Avadim Vino Osam, is Mechayiv. It doesn't have to be that way. It may be without the Gzera, God's gonna judge them. Even if you didn't make the Gzera Avadim Vino Osam, why is it telling the Gzera Avadim Vino Osam? Even if there wouldn't be Avadim Vino Osam, they would still be punished. And without the Gzera, no. It's mashmid that because of the Gzera of Avadim Vino Osam, also of Agam Zagoshi Avodu Dan Anochi, and also of Achrechen Yetzir B'chush Kadu. It's the same Mechayiv. When it necessitates the Avadim Vino Osam, also necessitates for Agam Zagoshi that they're going to be judged, and that the Jews are going to go with the great Rechush. Why is that? No, they can go with the great Rechush even without the Gzera of Avadim Vino Osam, Rabbah Miyosha. Even without the decree, they could still go out with Rechush Kadu. So why does Avadim Vino Osam necessitate the So it appears as follows, that the Rambam, Tshuva 6:5, asked the famous Kasha, why were the Mitzrim punished? There was a decree that they should enslave and afflict the Jewish people. So why were they punished? So the Rambam answers that every individual Mitzri got to choose. It was in general. It was Xera, but every Mitzri chose to be part of it. So since every Mitzri chose to be part of it, every Mitzri was punished. So the Gozer Elish Yadua. It wasn't Gozer on a specific man. He told him that in the end his seed's going to be enslaved. He didn't say who. So that's why the Mitzrim get it. The Ravid is not impressed with the Rambam's answer. He says, what does it mean that the decree wasn't on this individual? If Hashem says that certain people are going to sin, and then some of those people sin. They're going to come to Hashem and say, who is the decree on those who didn't sin? No. Father was on those who did sin. Like they say today. What do you want from us? You made gzeira, people are going to sin, and we sin. So we fulfilled your gzeira. So the mitzvah fulfilled the gzeira of Hashem. There was gzeira, the mitzvah going to enslave the Jews. See, each mitzvah, he was the guy that the gzeira was talking about. Who was the gzeira about? Person, the mitzvah didn't enslave the Jews? No, the mitzvah didn't enslave the Jews. They were just fulfilling the will of Hashem. So the Ravid is metarets that ki adover yadua she'ena boirei nifra me'odem ra'al abara mimen. It's known that God only exacts punishment from an evil person for somebody more evil. And then afterwards, he exacts from the more evil person. In other words, Reuven has to be punished, so Hashem does it with Shimon, who anyway, Shimon's an evil person. And then Shimon gets punished. Like it says, Hoyashur Shevet Api. It says that Assyria is God's rod, because Assyria anyway is evil. So they're going to get it, because like it says in the Pasuk, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, verse 1, when you cease to spoil, you should be spoiled. Perish b'nei goldo rishacha v'sparacha alai, because of your great rishas. Your kavanah was just for rishas. The mitzvim gamken rishayim are there anyway, they were evil. V'roin l'makos, they were fitting to get makos. So anyway, the Egyptians were evil. Anyway, they were royal makas. And had they sent away the Jews on time, they would have been good boys. Then they wouldn't have been punished. But Paro and the Egyptians in general were so. Rambam doesn't write the Egyptians in general, but Zdon was Paro. But the Egyptians were part of it. But Zozo Sabori is Baruch. He was Mefaza Hashem before they were sent away. That's what was going. That caused it. So the idea here is Magalgalin Chova Yidei Chayev. That matters of detriment, of pain, of suffering, of punishment, come through people who themselves deserve it. So, ultimately, the Egyptians deserve it. The Ravid gives another teretz that they went too far. It was Xer Vadamino Osam, but they weren't asked to drown the Jews. They did a chazanishir of afflicting the Jews. So, this Ravid was zochet to quite a bit of discussion. I did an Otzer HaChachma search. I got 152 Svarim that talk about it. אז יש הרבה מה לומר. אבל מורנו ורבינו מסביר שאת דברי הרמב״ם, שוודאי גם הוא מודה, he agrees with the first reason of the Ravid. Then why did the Mitzrim get it? Because anyway they were evil, and therefore they were chosen to be God's staff, Hoya Shur Shevet Api. And then in the end, Kahasimcha Shoidei Tushad, when you have ceased to spoil, you should be spoiled. Because you're evil and you have evil intentions, and Mamele you're punished. But what the Rambam means is that would only be if the Gzeira was only on the Jewish people and the Mitzrim were just a means to be Mekayim the Gzeira. But if the Gzeira would be Mefurish on the Mitzrim, then that would mean that this gzeira relates to the relationship between Mitzrayim and Yisrael. That the Mitzrayim have some right to afflict the Jewish people. And since they have a right to afflict the Jewish people, you have no tainas on them. You can't punish them. And the Rambam is saying, no, it doesn't say anything about the Mitzrayim. It doesn't say who it is. It just says, Ki ger yezarcha beretz lo lahem. It doesn't say who. So since it doesn't say who, now you can come on to the reason of the Ravid and say the Mitzrim are getting it. Magagalin Schus Haide, Magagalin Choyva Haide Chayiv. They were Rishayim, they were Uim Lamakos. it just adds on to their evil. In the middle, they're pushed. But had there been a specific decree on the Egyptians, then they wouldn't have been guilty. You can't punish them. But it didn't say anything about the Egyptians. Just as in general, the Jews are going to be enslaved. Since there was no decree on the Egyptians, on the Egyptian people, they're the ones doing it. So in economics, somebody has to do it. They can come to the time and say, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, listen, somebody had to do it. The decree was obviously on us. So there's a decree on somebody. So the rabbi's response would be, Hashem's response would be, according to the rabbi, no, but you were evil people, and you had no intention to be Mekayim HaGzeira. And that's why you didn't let the Jews go when they were supposed to go. That's why you're getting punished. Because you're innate evil. But if the decree was on the Egyptians, and the Rambam is saying is if the decree was on the Egyptians in particular, you can't say anything to them. Because there was a decree on them, they had no choice. But here they had a choice. The decree was on somebody. You can't say, okay, so I was that somebody, Hashem. So you see them afraid, the decree was on me. No. Since you're evil people, you had no intention to fulfill the decree. So you're being punished for your innate evil, and that you didn't let the Jews go when they were supposed to go. That's Pshat and Rambam. The Rambam is just explaining that the decree wasn't on Mitzrayim specifically. Since it's not in Mitzrayim specifically, then you can come on to the Lag Teretz of V'amitzrim gamken rishayim hayiv ruim l'makos. The Mitzrayim were ruim l'makos, and that's why God chose them to be the rod of His fury, like Ashur. So now we can understand the connection, the relationship between Bavon Avinu Olam Arba Mil Shana. Because it's saying Shana Gzeira. It's saying that they're going to be enslaved for 400 years. But it wasn't decreed specifically that the Egyptians should do it. And the Mela, since it wasn't decreed on the Egyptians specifically, they're going to be punished. They have to pay. Because if the Mitzvah had rights, they wouldn't be punished and they wouldn't have to pay. Not only that, more than that, it's not just a Gilim the Pshat and the Gzeira. When there's the Kiyum HaGzeira is going to be Megala the Pshat. When the Gzeira is going to be fulfilled, it's going to show what the Gzeira meant. Because the Ramban writes in Beitin Hashem Eschein HaBein Mitzrayim, because the Gimel, that the Jews are going to charm the eyes of the Egyptians, that the Egyptians didn't hate the Jews because of the Makos. They love them, they charmed their rights, they gave them the Kleikas and Kleizah. Now that shows that the Mitzvah had no rights specifically to enslave the Jews. And therefore they were very gracious in giving over their stuff. So when the Xeris Mizgale, when the Xeris fulfilled, it's going to reveal a child in Xeris, that it wasn't because the Egyptians had something, it was purely because of the Jews. Since it was purely inside the Jews, the Egyptians were very gracious in giving over what they gave, because the Egyptians had no rights. It was just a punishment on the Jews, but the Egyptians had no rights to do it. So in the fulfillment of the Gzeres, Megalop shouted in the Gzeres that it wasn't about the rights of the Egyptians, it was just about the Jews having to suffer. And therefore the Egyptians are punished and the Jews are paid. They have to pay the Jews. As far as the Avtocha v'Achvechen Yetzir B'chush Gadol, the pieces of Hayam would have been enough. They could have just taken from the booty of the sea, that would have been enough. But it can't be. Because there has to be a Gilui in the Vavodim being awesome to show that it wasn't inside the Egyptians.
sort of that business hayam, you would think, no? The Egyptians had rights to enslave the Jewish people. But Harari, they didn't then afterwards graciously pay them. No. They are connected. Avad Vini Wilson, you have to see what's shot in Avad Vini Wilson, that the Jews have to be afflicted, but not by the Egyptians. In the middle of a gamma negotiation with the Zanenoch, the Egyptians have to be punished. In the middle of the Achor Chenz Ruhush Gadol, the Jewish people, the Beast of Sam is not going to be enough. The Egyptians have to graciously give over their stuff. Because in the cum of the fulfillment of the Gezerah, there has to be a revelation on the Pshat Gezerah. And the Pshat is, it wasn't mitzvah the schus of the Mitzvah, it was mitzvah that the Jews had to suffer. That's why the pasuk connects with Gam Segoshev with the Nachav Achrayin Yisroel Chushpot, the same Chayiv. With Machayiv Arba Abnum Yisroel Rami Yoshana shows that it's not mitzvah the Egyptians, mitzvah, it doesn't say them specifically, it's mitzvah the Jews. And the Mela, Gam Segoshev with the Nachav Achrayin Yisroel Chushpot, the Mela, it's all. They're going to be punished and the Jews are going to get their Rechush. That's why it says, oh, why are you Machayiv Avod Vini Wosa? You were Machayiv Achor Chenyes Rechush Gadol. If Avod Vini Wosa is Machayiv, there should be Rechush Gadol in Mitzrayim. That's why please ask their Klei Kesem and Klei Zav. Make sure you get the Klei Kesem and Klei Zav now. To show the relationship between Avod Vini Wosa and Achor Chenyes Rechush Gadol. And that's why Shalom was tzaddik, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu could have given them the business yam, that would have been enough. But you have that tzaddik. Why is he a tzaddik? Because Avraham Avinu was such a tzaddik, he understood that the Gezerah wasn't mitzad any schus of the Egyptians, it was mitzad his Avera. What was his Avera? They said Bameida. They said Bameida Kirushan, he was being punished, but nothing to do with the Egyptians. That's why it says Shalom Yomar Osu tzaddik, that tzaddik shouldn't say, you're Mekayim Babadim Yonosim, and Abach Rechayim Tzvuchush Kadosh. Because since Avraham Avinu was such a tzaddik, he attributed the affliction and the slavery to himself. And since it's about him and Klal Yisrael, not about and his descendants, but not about the Egyptians, there has to be a fulfillment now. And that's why there's a worry about the also tzaddik. But if it wasn't Avraham, then Kadosh Baruch Hu can say that they're afflicted, but. Amakayim, the Machrechen Yetzir Ruchush Gadol with Bizis Hayam. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say. And therefore he fulfilled his promise. Inside the promise itself, he fulfilled it. They went out with great bounty, they got Bizis Hayam. Yeah, but what about that tzaddik? That tzaddik didn't say no, but it wasn't about the schus of the Egyptians, it was about the chov of the Jews. Egyptians had no right to do what they did. And therefore they have to make sure to pay them their lifetimes and pay them graciously, which they did. So therefore the Khashashu Shalom also tzaddik. Vavidu vinyu osam kiyim behem v'achrechen yetur b'chush kol lo kiyim behem. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, ask him, can you find another shot in the pasuk? He could say, yeah. I said they're going to be afflicted. And then they're going to go over Rechush Gadol. But who says that the Egyptians have to give them Rechush Gadol? The answer is that Avraham Avinu says so. Because if he's such a great tzaddik, he attributes the Avera to himself. And therefore, Hashem, you could say that the Egyptians had rights to afflict the Jewish people. And yet, for whatever reason, they're still going to go out with Rechush Gadol, they're going to get the Beis Hayam. But the Egyptians had a right to afflict the Jewish people, but also tzaddik and say, no, they didn't. Because it's me, it's my bad. That's why it's Dafka also sadly. Top ish ota be ma'al de beraze is not a shim nahzo nishne perez. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.